Are they willing learners, Tim?
They are, yeah, absolutely. You know, we've got a young group who know they have to learn. I don't think the young players who come in think that they've cracked it. You know, they realise that it's a learning process, and they come here to develop. You know, it's a step up from the French league to come to the Premier League. It's the best league in the world, the most competitive league in the world. And they come here to learn, and they're all ears, you know, and look you in the eye, and want to continue to develop. So that's pleasing from my point of view.
It must be hard for them. I don't know whether you can relate to it, maybe from an early stage in your career. I don't know if you went through a patch like this, but when you know things have gone wrong before, you can be built up and learn things during the week. Are they going to be able to focus on it when it comes to the crunch on Saturday afternoon?
That's the key, you know. It's all right doing it in training. You know, there's a lot of good training ground footballers, you know. It's when the pressure's on, you've got to be able to go and apply yourself on the pitch. When the expectancy of a very big club is on your shoulders, and that remains to be seen. You know, that I'm going to have to learn about them individuals as we go along, but they need to.
Can you relate to that, I wonder? Because really annoying spot, but the game's changed a little bit from, say, when you were in those in that time. Young players maybe get built up a little bit more publicly by people like us these days than they did. Can you relate to what it's like for them now in this sort of situation?
I mean, it's completely different for me because I never had to adapt to a different culture, and I never went and played abroad. So I got an opportunity to play, and I think teams are getting younger. When I went into the team, it was full of old men, you know, and guys who, they were the managers on the pitch, you know, and they pulled us around and we learnt on the job, you know. I learned more certainly from other players who I played with rather than the managers, because you were out there with them, you're on the coalface there, right on the front line, and you got to be able to do the job. And if you don't, you come out of the team and you learn a harsh lesson. But you're willing to take the criticism and the knocks. These days you have to be a little bit more easy with them, you know, and because the game has changed and the methods have changed, and certainly that old school hit them with a stick doesn't work all of the time.
Well, still one of the team managers probably think it does. But so you must be then looking to Micah Richards and Joelyan Lescott and people of that kind. So you are, to use your phrase just then, you're my managers on the pitch. Yeah. Are they up for that?
Yeah, they're up for that. I think they've Joelyan's played an awful lot of football, you know, last year, and he knows his Premier League inside out. Sure. Mika's played in the Premier League for a very, very good side. Then he went out of it and never played a lot of football in Fiorentina. Now he's back, and we're happy that he's back to the form what he's shown before he went away. Now I know he's got those leadership qualities to be able to help out this young group. That's why he's vital to me. Both of them players and a few others are vital for the development of these young group, not just the manager, but they're going to have to help me out, because when they're on that pitch, sometimes they can't hear what I'm shouting at, and that message has to get across.
Just one more thought. After this game, and hopefully you'll get a good result in it, you're going to have a little bit of time, maybe. I know there'll be players coming and going because it's the nature of the international breaks. That time might be very valuable to you with these new players, mightn't it?
It will be, because there's a lot of them, and not only the new players, but some players in this squad who need to get fit. You know, I've missed pre-season training. So they will be, I'll be using this 2 weeks to get them in every day and train them, get them to a level of fitness where we need to be and move on to the rest of the season.
Be an easy job if you want.
Easier job, yeah. But irrespective of win or lose, we still work hard at to try and put it right and go in the correct direction.